Nash FM 97.3, Des Moines' new country leader. Des Moines Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon, presented by Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Call us now to become a partner in hope. 800-592-3449. Again, 800-592-3449. 800-592-3449. We're going to be looking for 13 partners in hope to help provide hope. We're going to be looking for that coming up before 2 o'clock, and we're going to go through the reasons that we're looking for 13. It's not just to pick the number out of a hat and, let's see what we can do with
it's
13.
It's nothing like lucky number 144.
Right. Yeah, from earlier today, you are exactly right. But we want 13 in honor of a St. Jude patient who we know and who we have known for quite some time.
For quite some time, going way back to the very first year we were ever honored enough to be a part of helping raise funds for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
How long have you known Liam?
Well, now I'm looking back and it would have been 12 years ago.
That is amazing.
I know, 12 years ago. And we actually had a chance for them to come in. It was actually yesterday that they came in. You may have seen the picture we posted on Instagram. But Liam now is 17.
That is crazy.
And he's about our height.
Right, yeah.
So
and now, here, I'm going to tell you, Liam, don't get too excited about that. I'm not that tall. So, I mean, don't be too excited for catching up to me. But you did have the chance to catch up with Liam and his mom, Gina, yesterday.
Who I've known since he was knee-high to a grasshopper, who used to wear a shirt that said, "I kicked cancer's butt," which you've totally outgrown now, haven't you?
Yes, most definitely.
And he's just one of those miracles from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. I have Liam Rainier in studio with me again, and I've known you for years and years, haven't I, babe?
Yeah.
And Mama Gina in studio.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in here like you did.
Oh, no problem. We're happy to do so.
It's always a pleasure to have you come in and spread the word of St. Jude, because you had that nightmare said to you, your child has cancer.
Absolutely. It was a long time ago now, luckily, so it's a little easier to look back on it, but it was when Liam was 3 years old, and we knew something was wrong, but we thought he was just sick, maybe a virus of some sort. And the doctor ran a blood test just to check, and I thought she was looking for something totally unrelated, so I wasn't overly worried. And she came in with tears in her eyes and was crying, and I've never had results given to me like that, so I was terrified. And they told us that if Liam fell out of bed that night, he would bleed to death before we could get him to the hospital, and that he had really severe case of cancer, which I assume all of them are. But he was referred right away to Blank Children's Hospital so that we could get in and get seen. And so when you get in right away, that's a sign that something's wrong. So
right.
The next morning, we went in, and luckily there they told us that it was a overreaction, that his blood work was off, but that he didn't have cancer. So we kind of thought we had escaped it, and they did a bone marrow aspirate to check on what was wrong. And unfortunately, a couple weeks later, we got the news that aspirate had came back with a disease called myelodysplastic syndrome and monosomy 7. And it meant he was missing a chromosome and had a form of cancer. So I'm writing down everything I could write and asking him to spell myelodysplastic syndrome.
Wow.
And yeah, I still can't spell it. And so when it was done, I just said, "So that's survivable, right?" Because that's all I really cared about. That's the end game. It's all that matters. And the doctor over the phone just said, "No, it isn't."
Oh, boy.
And I thought maybe I heard it wrong. So I said, "It's not survivable." And he said, "No." And that was the end of our conversation because I couldn't talk anymore. And we had a couple days to look into things before we got to go in person. So we went online and started looking for any kind of desperate attempt to save him.
Hope.
Yes, he was only 3. You can't take my 3-year-old baby. Mm-hmm. And we came across St. Jude online. Like, this is a long time ago, so internet wasn't as great back then, but St. Jude was up there, and they were the only place at all that we could find that talked about survivability. So we printed out pages of it and took it to the doctor with us and said, "We absolutely want to go here." They weren't ready to refer us at that time, but within a few weeks, his numbers had quadrupled his blast counts, and so they let us get down to St. Jude, and we were really expecting to walk into the most depressing place on earth, because you don't go there unless you have a really sick child.
Right.
You walk in, and there's murals on all of the walls, and there's volunteers playing with all the children, and the kids are having a great time. And obviously, there are some that are sick and are sad, but the overall mood is really positive and lots of things for them to do. So it let me kind of breathe for a minute.
Right. When you hear when she says, "Let you breathe," that is what we're doing by becoming Partners in Hope, is giving these parents a chance to breathe. If you could just think for a moment about the child in your life that you love so much, and from falling down to skinning their knee to, you know, anything else that goes on when the kids grow up, breaking their first bone, you know, you turn into the mama bear. Could you imagine getting the diagnosis, "My child has cancer"?
Or, you know, where Gina asked, is this, you know, is this survivable?
Oh, boy.
And hearing no.
I mean, not.
No, it's not.
It gives me goosebumps. I've got goosebumps just thinking
about it. You're hearing that from a medical professional on the other end of the line that is telling you, no, what your child has right now, they are not going to live through.
And you would not believe it. And you know what?
You certainly wouldn't want to believe it.
Absolutely not. And now we've gone from that survival rate from being 20% to 80%. We're looking for 90%. So what they are doing at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is working for kids just like Liam. They are giving them hope. That is a big word. And you know what, Danger? That's one of my favorite words.
Yes. Well, and it's so needed. You can tell the minute and you hear it with Liam, with Gina, when they're talking about when they got to the hospital, everything changes. At that point. And one of the reasons is they want these children to be able to remain children, even going through these terrible things. And no, you don't want them to have to go through it. But what can we make better as you go through it? What can we make better while you're dealing with this? And those are the things that still you look at and say, I want to be a part of this place. I want to be part of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for that reason.
It's like they wrap their arms around the family and say, okay, we got this. We got you.
Right.
And that's where we step in, because we've got them. Okay. So the number is, and this is, we're looking for 13 partners in hope. We're going to tell you here in just a little bit. We're going to be hearing some more of our talk yesterday with Gina and Liam. Hear from Liam himself about what he felt with his experience at the hospital and tell you what that magic number 13 means to them. 13 partners in hope. We'd like to do that here before 2 o'clock. The number is 800-592-3449. That's 800-592-3449. 800-592-3449.
Des Moines Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon, presented by Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Des Moines' new country leader. Des Moines Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon. It's Danger and Kim Chase in together right now. Of course, we are trying to raise as much money as we can, get as many partners in hope for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital as we can.
Just 2 days, and we always say this is the 24 most important hours on the radio.
That's right.
Trying to save children's lives.
Marilyn from Pleasantville, thank you so much for becoming a partner in hope. Looking for 10 more before 2 o'clock.
13 is a magic number this
13
hour.
13 is a magic number. That is in honor of our friend Liam, who you've known, I think it was since we got involved with St. Jude.
Right, right. This is our 10th year. And I mean, he was the very first cancer survivor child that I had met. And you know, one of the things I was thinking about this on the way in today, Danger, about what we're doing here for these 2 days is more than just asking for money. It is an opportunity for the education. We heard a mother earlier talk about when her son was diagnosed, and I said something about the mama bear factor. As soon as she got that diagnosis, the first thing she said was, I've got to do something. There's something I've got to do. So she found St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and she didn't know at that time where to go. My point being, we can get the word out to people that may now not need that hospital, but may in the future, and now they know that place is there. You know, that's hope. That's what we
right.
talk about when we talk about hope.
And this is when yesterday I had the chance to talk to Liam and Gina when they were in here.
And Liam, at 3, you probably don't remember that first visit, do you, babe?
I remember walking in the doors and just seeing pictures, like happy pictures along the walls of some kids with maybe prosthetic legs or with masks on because
right.
of the just like how their immune system was low and stuff. But like it was still happy pictures of them playing baseball or other things, because that's kind of the mood that was at St. Jude, was just happiness.
And how does that make you feel then? Did you even grasp what a sick little boy you were?
I don't think I was understanding how bad it was for me. I was just understanding that I needed to go to the hospital, which I never looked at as good. But then walking through those doors, I was like, okay, this must be something good, because it looks happy and it's Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Well, then from a mommy's perspective, then, you know, everything's surreal. You're like, I could lose my child.
Right.
And then, of course, because we have to, unless we're born rich,
right,
we have to worry about how are we going to afford this.
Yeah, there was a couple problems with that. If we stayed home and did no treatment, which was what our recommendations for home were, they told us that we had a few months left, and that way he wouldn't die in pain. But if we went through with treatment, it would be painful. And that's really hard to ignore that advice, because I don't want to put him through pain, but I couldn't just take him home and let him die. So we looked into a few different facilities. One of them wanted $100,000 cash up front. They wouldn't treat him until we had paid them $100,000. Because he was terminal, insurance did not cover this. So I would have done anything I could, obviously, to help him survive this, but I don't have $100,000 cash up front. I didn't then. I don't now. And that wasn't even our deciding factor, but those are the kind of things we were running into at different hospitals. And St. Jude just opened their doors to us. We didn't receive a bill, even though insurance wouldn't pay for anything. There was never any complications with it. They put us up in great lodging so we could just focus on taking care of him instead of trying to figure out how to make ends meet.
Which means everything,
absolutely,
doesn't it? So Liam is now how old?
17.
Holy buckets, Batman, and as tall as I am. And you have not only kicked cancer's butt once, but you have kicked cancer's butt twice.
That's correct.
So how are you feeling now? And St. Jude, I remember when you were little, you wanted to grow up to be... was it a doctor?
A doctor and a baker, yeah.
And a baker. All right, so now at 17, what do you want to be?
So my goals have changed a little bit, but have still kind of kept the same... me at heart. I now want to be what is called a medical examiner, which for any of you who have watched a crime show, that's the guy that does the autopsies and all the grunt work of figuring out how the crime was done.
Right.
It's a little bit more morbid, but that's kind of always been me, and so like I kind of just enjoy that kind of thing, and I've already decided where to go to college and everything, so I'm kind of really ready to do that.
Well, baby, we just love you so, and you know that. I do wish we talked a little more often throughout our visits, so let's try to do that.
Yeah, we've got to see you all these years because of this, so
I know
it's
that.
Been great.
I feel like you guys are friends, and I just love you, and I want you to know that.
Yeah, well, we just are super appreciative to everybody that donates, because we are now 13 years out from his transplant, and that is a number we didn't think we would ever reach. Even when we went to St. Jude, they said our goal was to go for 5 years, so we were just really appreciative of everybody that's helped fund all the research that took care of him.
I bet you there's something special we could think to do with those 13 years.
Absolutely.
And there you have it,
there
the magic number 13.
Why that 13 and why we were looking for 13 partners in hope before we get to 2 o'clock. I'm happy to say we only need 8 more to hit that 13. Chad from Des Moines coming through. Also, Megan from Dallas Center coming through for us as well. So thank you so much for
and
that.
Liam
Chad
is
from
listening.
Des Moines. Yes, Liam is listening. Chad from Des Moines, Megan from Dallas Center. That's a good point. Liam is listening right now, so I would love for him to know, hey, we hit that 13 in honor of you this hour, and there's a whole lot of children that are going to walk into that hospital for a first time just like you did, not knowing what to expect. Knowing that every other hospital experience that you've had has not been a great one, not been a positive one, and being able to walk through those doors and think to yourself, wait a minute, this place is different. There's something different. And I would like to think that the next hours and days for these patients, when they get down there, they look at it and say, there's something way different. It's amazing that after being there, so many of these kids compare St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to like a Disney World.
Isn't it something?
They're down there because they're the sickest of the sick.
It's when you walk in the doors, and I've told you this before, when you go to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and you're kind of coming on the road that comes around to the hospital, it's like, bam, there's the hospital. And as you know how I'm a big energy person. And I swear, as God is my witness, you can feel the energy from that building. And then the kids walk in and they're like, this isn't a hospital.
And it's about them and it's for them and everything, the thought of them has gone into everything in there. Become a partner in hope right now, and you get to be a part of that. 800-592-3449. 800-592-3449. Again, a partner in hope. It's $20 a month to help kids at St. Jude fight cancer. Put that gift on a debit or a credit card.
And get the shirt.
Get the shirt. That's right. It's an awesome new one. This shirt saves lives. T-shirt. Again, 800-592-3449. Call right now. Become a partner in hope. We need your help, but more importantly, they need your help. 800-592-3449 with Nash FM 97.3. I think me, yeah. Nash FM 97.3, Des Moines' new country leader. I go back. That is Kenny Chesney. It's Danger and Kim Chase, Des Moines Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon on Nash FM 97.3. It's presented by Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We need eight more partners in hope for Liam. What did they say? It was 13 years ago?
13 years ago
that he got, was it his transplant that he got?
Yep, it was like bone marrow.
Okay, yeah. All right. So he spent time at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. He spent time in here just yesterday with you, and we've been listening back to a little bit of that.
So he's much older, which was nice. I got a little chance to start breathing again before we had to hear the words again. We were at the doctor's office and I heard them say the word carcinoma, and so I started to panic. And I don't remember the rest of that conversation because that's the last word that stuck in my brain for a long time. And we went and had different tests done, and the place that we went to locally had decided that it wasn't cancerous, but I was pretty nervous about it, and I asked St. Jude to look it over, and they did more tests and it turned out it was cancerous, and they flew us down right away and were able to take care of us. They have always had our back no matter what, and if I call them with something and it turns out to be nothing, they've got our back then too. So it's been really nice to know we can count on them every stage, every place of the way. We go back down there next month for checkups. I always feel better to go to the doctor just because I know they're really checking them over.
And when you said got your back, that's the exact same words that were in my head.
Exactly.
Well then, Liam, before we let you get out of here, then as a child who has been through this, maybe talking to families out there who might be experiencing or in the future could be needing the help of St. Jude, what would you say, babe?
I would say definitely St. Jude is, if you need somewhere, they are there for you. They're like, they want you to, they want to help you. And the fact that it's just, they know family pays a cent is what really is their, one of their main incentives for most families. They maybe could even try to get treatment somewhere else, but a lot of them, that's something they just can't achieve because without that money, there's no way to do it. And St. Jude doesn't care about that. They're like, we don't want you to worry about that. We just want to worry about making you safe. So I would definitely always recommend St. Jude for that.
And that's what it's all about. It's making the kids better. And the reason that they're able to do that, the reason they're able to say, hey, mom and dad don't have to worry about a bill. All we have to worry about is curing you. The reason they're able to do that is because you call in right now and become a partner in hope.
And you may have, if you missed it, Liam Reinier kicked cancer's butt twice.
Yeah, not once, but twice.
Twice. So as Gina was saying, St. Jude, when trouble came about again, they said, get in here, we'll take care of you. We heard from a patient who is now an adult, earlier had pretty much fought cancer her entire life, three-time cancer survivor. And every time, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital had their back.
We're running out of time to do as much good as possible. 800-592-3449. Don't let us down, but most importantly, don't let the kids down at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
I did want to tell you just real quick, and I hope he doesn't mind that I told you this, but talking with Liam, we're Snapchat buddies, by the way, now.
Hey, there you go.
Just found out yesterday that we're both on Snapchat, so we're having a lot of fun. But he's 17 years old. He's beat cancer twice. He's fought cancer the majority of his life because, remember, he was 3 years old when he was first diagnosed. Yeah. But yesterday, coming in and doing what he did with us, and remember, his mom says they still go to St. Jude for their checkups, but it wore him out. He was pooped out, so he stayed home today. My point is, it just goes to show you that it's a lot of times it's always a fight. You know what I mean? It's just hard on them.
Yeah, it really is. And you know that we've talked to other patients who are in the life study programs where they continue to go down, and I mean, because that's some of the things that when you go through this treatment, the stuff that their little bodies have to go through. Yep. To try and be well and to try and continue to survive and try and fight that.
So humbling that they learn, they grow up and they want to help spread the word and be just like the people that took care of them.
There's a strength with these kids that is still to this day, it blows me away, and I can't figure out how and why it would be there, but it's something that really is. You get the chance to meet some of these kids and listen to them. It's really, it's awe-inspiring, and they motivate you. They motivate you to want to be stronger. There's something inside of them that is just...
Parents have said that they have gotten through it because of the strength
of their
child.
Because of the kids. It's an amazing thing. It really is. We want you to call right now, though, 800-592-3449. 800-592-3449. We're looking for more partners in hope. 800-592-3449. We got a very special incentive that is coming up as well.
Oh,
so get ready for that. But call us right now.
It's cool.
It's very cool.